Hello, this is Terry Cheek, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Marion, North Carolina. I want to thank you for choosing our broadcast, and my prayer is that it will be an encouragement to your walk with the Lord. Comments or questions can be directed to me via the link on our sermon audio page. Now, on to your selection.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 this morning is where we will begin. As we look at this passage today, we're going to find out that this is the last words or the last passage that Jesus gave on His famous Sermon on the Mount. We go back to Matthew chapter 5. That's where the Sermon on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes. And it ends at the end of chapter 7. Jesus covers a lot of material. And as He covers the material He does, the very first word in the passage that we're going to read this morning, the very first word in verse 24 is therefore. Everything that Jesus talked about in His Sermon on the Mount, up to this point, Jesus says, it's there for this reason. So we're going to look at the reason for the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to look at how it applies in your life and in my life today. And how everything that Christ spoke of and taught has an application in our lives as well. Beginning with verse 24, chapter 7, the book of Matthew. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall. I want you to picture with me a very famous place right now. Let's go to Italy. Let's think about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We've all saw the pictures of it. It was built in the year 1173. It's a 179-foot tall tower, and it drifted historically. It has drifted or leaned 1/12 of an inch a year. It is more than 17 feet out of plumb. Scientists were concerned that the 800-plus-year-old tower was going to tip over and fall. So they began working on ways to save it. When they really got to looking into it and researching it, though, the name Pisa. In Italy, or in Italian, it means marshy land. So they built this tower on marshy land. That may give some ideas of why it's leaning, wouldn't you agree? You know, if you build something on soft, soupy ground, we shouldn't be surprised if it starts leaning or tipping or even collapses. Because it will. Because it will have a faulty foundation under it. If the foundation of our house doesn't hold up the house will fall. Sensible. Well, our passage, Jesus uses the building of two houses as an illustration for what He wanted to give and what He wanted to teach and what He wanted everybody to get that hears the Sermon on the Mount. Now, all of the stories, everything that He goes through in the Sermon on the Mount is there for a particular reason. It's there for a particular message. But in the end, Jesus wants us to know that there are two foundations in life that we can build our lives upon. And those two foundations are our choice. We have to choose where we're going to build, how we're going to build, the materials we're going to use to build with. There's a lot of things we have to consider over the course of life. So this morning I want us to consider these things. First, I want you to consider with me the comparisons that He has given. In both of these comparisons, each one of the people that He talked about, they heard the words of the Lord. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings, and again in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings is mine. Verse 24 and verse 26, Jesus is talking about everyone hears. Tonight, or today, when we're talking about the words of Jesus in any message that is preached, we all hear those words. But does that mean we listen? There is a difference between hearing something and listening to it. When we hear, it is placed in front of us, and then whether we listen to it or not, that is a decision that we make. When we listen to something, we either allow it into our heart and into our life, we allow it the opportunity to make a difference. Or we reject it, we refuse to listen to it, and we say, no, I don't want it to do that. I don't want it to make a difference in my life. Both heard the words of Christ. And both of these people, both of these groups of people, they had a choice to make. Were they going to listen to the words of Jesus and allow those words to make a difference in their life? And allow those words to put them on the proper foundation? You and I have that very decision to make this morning. And every time we hear the Word of God, it doesn't matter if we hear it from a pulpit this morning, if we hear it from a television minister, if we hear it from a radio minister, it makes no difference. If it is the true Word of God, and it is given and it is put forth in our life, we either listen to it and we make a decision, or we reject it and we make a decision. But we make a decision nonetheless. Both hear it. And both build houses. So when we make that decision, we are deciding on what foundation we're going to build on. And we're going to understand that we're going to build a life. We can hear God's Word, and we can allow it to touch our life, and we can allow it to do what Christ and the Holy Spirit want it to do in our life, and we can build the house that God wants us to have. We can build the life that God wants us to have. Or we can reject it and we can build the life that the devil wants us to have. And that is the foundation of where we're at with everything. That is where the world is at today. Either the world is listening to the message of Jesus Christ and building what God wants built, or they're ignoring it and building what the devil wants. Where are we building today? Where are you building today? I have to ask myself, where am I building today? What are the materials that I'm using in my life? And what about the location? We see in verse 27, they built in the very same location. There's no difference. There wasn't two different towns. There wasn't two different communities. There wasn't two different places. Same location. God is present. He is present everywhere, equal. It doesn't matter if we're talking about Moscow, or if we're talking about Minneapolis, or if we're talking about Marion, or if we're talking about Madrid. It makes no difference. God is there in all of those places. The people everywhere have that very decision to make, and that very choice. They take the Word of God, hear the Word of God, they either choose to listen to it or they choose to reject it, and because of that, they build their lives. And the lives that they built is very, very similar. The houses that these people built, that's given as an illustration, were very similar houses. One wasn't built with one type of wood and one built with another. No, the only thing different was their foundation. When we're talking about putting a life together, when we're talking about the life that we live today, we're living a life very similar to what every lost person lives. In the morning, we're going to get up. We're going to get ready. We're going to go to work, or we're going to go about our day. We're going to go shopping. We're going to go do whatever our schedule is. And when we're there, we're going to meet all kinds of other people. Some of them are going to be Christians and some of them are not. But they're going to be doing the very same thing that we're doing. They're going to be making a living. They're going to be spending money. They're going to be buying goods. They're going to be taking care of the things of life. We all have that to do. We all share in that grace and having that privilege to do these things. But the thing is, the difference comes in the joy. The Christian, the one who hears the words of the Lord and puts them to work in his life and allows them to work and build, can go through life with much greater joy than those who choose not to. If we go through life and we're looking for the next great thrill, whatever it may be, whatever that thrill may be, whether it is a sexual thrill, whether it is a financial thrill, whether it is a materialistic thrill, whatever it is, whether we're buying something, or whether we're investing something, or whether we're looking to have that next great job that does the next great thing, we're going to always be making ourselves happy in the short term. Very short-lived. And then when it becomes old hat, we're looking for the next great adventure in life. God did not intend us to live that way. God didn't intend His creation to live that way. He wants us to be focused on Him. Why? Because He can put joy in our life on a daily basis. He can put joy in our life of knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior, which is the ultimate peace, the ultimate joy in everything that we reach, in everything that we do. Do we want the joy that God has for us, the peace that God has for us? Or are we going to constantly be chasing our own self-righteousness? Are we going to be chasing our own self-centeredness? Are we going to be chasing what I want? What I think is going to make me happy at the moment and short-lived, and then reaching and grabbing and chasing something that's going to always be slipping through our hands. And that's what happens when we're dreaming a worldly dream. You see, when we look at these houses and the foundations that they were built on, that's why they fail. Because their foundations failed. And we can rest assured this morning that if we don't build our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ, we will fail. Our daily walk will fail. Our life will fail. It will crumble and fall right out from underneath us because we will not have a proper foundation to build on. Everything that we put there doesn't matter how materialistic it is. It doesn't matter how expensive it is. It doesn't matter how beautiful it is. It is all going to perish. Every bit of it is going to perish. Nothing that we can accumulate today is going to last. It's going to start aging. It's going to start deteriorating. And it's going to eventually go away. Rust and moths and corruption is going to... Guess what the Bible says? The Bible uses those words, rust and moths and corruption. It's going to destroy everything. So why do we want to build our lives on things that are going to start rusting and rotting and decaying and falling out from under us? It's much better if we build our life on Christ. It's much better if we build our lives on the Word of God and take it and trust it and let it be the foundation for everything that we do. If we go into life, when we depart here shortly, we're going to go out into the community, and some of us are going to go home, some of us are going to go to a restaurant, we're going to be going to different places and doing different things. When we go there, are we going to be going there with an attitude of letting people see Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives, Are we going to be going there and walking out of here with an attitude of saying, I want people to see Jesus in me. I want people to see the joy of Jesus. I want people to see how joyful it is to be serving a risen Savior, to be saved by Jesus Christ today? Or are we going to be going out and are we going to be going in to a worldly atmosphere with a worldly attitude? God wants us to go out with a glorious, with a God-filled attitude, with a Jesus attitude, an attitude that points people to Christ. Because when we leave and when we go out, we're going to be pointing people somewhere. You and I will be pointing people somewhere. We will either be pointing them to Jesus as Lord and Savior, or we're going to be pointing them away from Jesus as Lord and Savior. We're going to be showing them a foundation that they can build on that will survive any storm in life. Or we're going to be showing them a foundation to build upon that will not survive even the simplest storms in life. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we building? What are we building personally, and what is that showing and telling the others around us? When Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount, He gave it with the presence of His disciples and all of His followers. They all came upon that mountainside. Those that followed Jesus, nobody went out and forced anybody to come listen. Everyone that was following Jesus, they went there. They followed Him up the side of that mountain. And when they followed Him there and they listened to Him, He challenged them. In every part of the Sermon on the Mount that you will read, Jesus was challenging people to live a bolder, braver life for Him. And He was showing them and telling them the consequences of making the wrong decision. And here He has summed it up with the picture of two houses, one built on a foundation of rock and one built upon a foundation of sand. One could not be moved and budged by the storms of life, and one could not withstand even the simple. It's a picture for each one of us. It's a lesson for each one of us this morning to examine our lives and ask the question, where is my life built? Exactly where is my life built? Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. I'm getting ready to pray a closing prayer. I want to ask, before I pray that prayer, is there someone that would just slip up their hand and say, remember me. I know I need to find the right foundation today. I need to make sure I need to know. Every head's bowed, every eye's closed. No one is going to embarrass you. Finding that foundation is crucial in your life. It's a very simple thing. It is just coming to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. To know, to settle it once and for all in your heart and in your life that Jesus Christ is your rock. He is your personal foundation. You are committed to Him. You're committed to building your life on Jesus Christ. So this morning, before I close in prayer, is there someone who wants to come forward? Is there someone who wants to know more? Is there someone who wants to talk? I'm present after services if you would rather talk one-on-one. I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. He wants to be that rock. And He wants you to know if you're not building your life upon Him today, then you're building your life on something that will surely fall, that will surely fail, and when it does, it's going to be a great fall. That was the last words that Jesus used. That adjective, great, describes how horrible the fall is going to be on that bad foundation. I don't want to see anyone's life go down that road today. I don't want to see anyone's life in and have those struggles I want to see each one here built upon a solid foundation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and Lord God, thank you for the privilege of bringing your word, as simple as it is, to see it and to hear it and to apply it into our personal lives. I thank you for that privilege today. And Heavenly Father, I pray for each one gathered here, each one that will hear this message. I pray, dear Lord, that you would touch hearts and lives with it. I pray that people would come to you and would once again find you as the salvation, as in Jesus Christ being that rock, that foundation that they need to build their lives upon. Thank you again for your presence. Thank you for being my God, my Lord, and my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.